Bill Poorman of Michigan Radio joins us from Ann Arbor. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What is the situation in Michigan right now?
Well, there are three cities without power in Michigan. Detroit, of course, being the largest, stretches over to the west into the Ann Arbor area and then on to the state capital in Lansing.
And the biggest problems as a result of the blackout in these areas?
Well, things are calm in all three of those cities. The biggest problem that we have right now is in Detroit. On the southern side of Detroit, there's a Marathon oil refinery that got caught off guard, in essence, just because of the mechanics of the refinery, and has to vent gases from the processes at the refinery. That has led to officials evacuating people around that oil refinery and the closure of a portion of the I-75 freeway.
Anything else? I mean, sort of on a one-to-one thing with people walking around having problems with their lives?
Well, people seem to just be getting along right now. They're just dealing with it. I did talk with one woman here in Ann Arbor who had mentioned that she had had power outages before. And, in fact, she was just glad that it wasn't winter time. Even though the heat is bad right now, she said it would be far worse if it was cold and we were having to deal with actually keeping ourselves warm.
The blackout did come yesterday afternoon right at rush hour. How much of a problem was that?
That was very bad. It was gridlock. Of course, all of the street lights went out. And when the street lights go out, that turns it into a four-way stop, in essence, and that slowed things down tremendously as people were trying to make their way home. And, of course, everyone was trying to get home at the same time. People poured onto the freeways because those don't have stoplights, trying to use those, and then the gridlock moved to there. It got better as people were able to make their way out to the unaffected areas outside of Detroit metro area and outside of Ann Arbor and Lansing. But inside that area, it was very bad.
And what is the broader transportation situation like? I mean, are planes flying? How's traffic in, say, Windsor, Ontario, which is near there?
Well, at the Detroit-Windsor border, there are two ways to get across. There's the tunnel underneath the river, and then there's the Ambassador Bridge. The tunnel is closed. They've closed that down, so all of that traffic is being routed to the Ambassador Bridge. Now, over at Detroit Metropolitan Airport, they do not have any flights at this time. They're not letting any passengers go. The airlines are bringing flights in and out just to stage their aircraft for when the power comes back on. The actual airfield is working, but passengers are not allowed to fly at this time. Now, last night, after the power went out, they did let a number of flights go out just to clear people out of the terminal. But there are still 1,500 people that spent the night and are still there at the terminal at Detroit Metro.
You know, amazingly, we're not hearing a lot of reports about deaths or injury or illness from this. But what about you there?
No, we're not hearing anything right now. Things really do seem to be calm. There are some health warnings out there. Detroit area, they have a boil water notice, that sort of thing. But other than that, it really is calm.
I gather that the electricity may not be coming back on for some time. So what are people being told? Just stay home?
Well, in essence, at least for today, people are being told by state officials and by employers to treat it as a vacation day, to just stay home so that we don't repeat the gridlock that we had last night. A number of employers are sending out messages, like the automakers are sending out messages to close down certain plant shifts or certain facilities. And people are being asked to call their employers, check in. If there's no power, don't come in.
Thanks very much, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Poorman of Michigan Radio.